Begin the current daf from seven pesachim daf yud alf. Begin the amud alf. Begin the tzeis d'vamas. Begin the lizik gemara. Kaitzim beis hashlacha. You could harvest the irrigated field. Tzeis explains Rashi's comments on this halacha. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains why? Because mimakom she'at maybe the halacha is that from a place that you cannot bring the oimer from at the kaitzim chulin, then you're actually allowed to do the reaping, the harvesting before the katsira of the oimer. And these irrigated fields and all these other cases that we bring, Avakav the Tani Perkal Gabbans, although the Gemara says, Mnach the Bayim and Alf, Imhevi Kasha, if you do bring, it is going to be valid after the fact. But says Taiskiv, since initially you shouldn't bring it, Cheshvin Leit, continue, Mimokam Shah to make it in a place that you can't bring it. And therefore, again, therefore the question was from there that you see you could do the harvesting, you bring out the Shinik. Now, but then says Vain, look, don't wonder, make a medium, like a Tchila Asr, is there such a thing that biblically, initially it's problematic with the Abitur, but after the fact it is permitted? Says they can mila too, but there's many things. To be initially shana because of la'akev, that we needed the pasuk to repeat it to be ma'akev, to be integral. Could then kachim, like by kachim, we find that it's only because it's repeated, or else it would be only l'kachila and not a problem by the yevid. Ketunik says the master begins with zigmav l'gaych. But one thing you can't do is, although we say that you could harvest it before the aymer, but you can't go ahead and actually pile up the grain. Chase explains what would be the difference. The Begidisha, like Abseid, Im Yam Tinach Ayman, because regarding piling it up, making a silo, that wouldn't be a loss if you wait till after the Ayman is brought. Because the Tavkim Shem Abseid, you could see it specifically because of the loss that they permit the harvesting of those which there's not going to be an Isser of Katsir before the Ayman. Shemimar, the Katsim Shah Paris, we're there, we're quick to harvest it from all other Paris. If you're not going to harvest it, but pasta is going to cause a loss. That's what permitted, but Kedisha doesn't have that qualification. Now the question is, but this is a review that permitted Pritzain Chachamim to make that they had flour and they had roasted grain. What's the heter of doing that? I thought it's only to harvest it. There's so much you could say is because of the Yidden who made the pilgrimages that they needed food. So for them they were lenient. Ramei says no, plow is forbidden as he's quoted there also. But for sure, Katsir, he permits the harvesting as we finally come on Peg Makam Shanaganav and the involvement of the time of Milsei, we find in his statement that Kaitsim Tzid Chacham, that the harvesting was done with the willingness of the sages. And again, Vayim Shem say that that's because of a loss where if they don't harvest it, Bechim Pesha Kunz Ramnachas, that's how Rashi explains the Menachas. Then Taiz has to take a second look and he says, if you're going to say that the reason why Yehuda permits to make Kemach Lekali is because the oil regalim, some came my park, so what's the Gemara asking over here, contradiction of Yehuda? Here by Chametz, it says, forbidden to sacrifice Chametz after when it's ready forbidden, you might come to eat it. There by the Kemach Lekali, he permits it, even though it's Chadish, and then you're not going to come to eat it. So what's the question? Here, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only permits it. You're right, normally we wouldn't, but because of the loss of the oil regalim. That's why. What's the question? That's the you could say is no, if we're already finding reasonings to permit, then the mitzvah of being chametz would also permit. Like the logic of the loss, because doing a mitzvah is not any less than that, than a monetary loss, and therefore, why did Rebbe not require bedika after this man that it's asked? Ketanek says the master begins with the gemara kerchel of punda, that the Brisa said that if you have the rope of the bucket that tears on Shabbos. Tanakama says, you make a bow and you don't tie a knot. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't even do a bow. You just wrap on it a hollow belt as long as you don't tie a bow. Chase explains that actually love the Afgah Karach, not specifically just wrapping it around. Now, for the Likshar Yachin, you actually could even tie on the hollow belt because you're not nullifying it, but it's not going to be Kesh Shalkama. And this that he says, that you shouldn't go ahead and tie a bow, that's not going on the belt. That's going on a rope. Tanakama says you're allowed to make a bow. And the Rebbe says, no, you're not make a bow, because he holds that making a bow would be considered as making a knot, as the amalach of Kashira. Tinnik says, the begins with the Gemara Kalecha de Badal Minei. Wherever a person removes himself from something, like goes to Rebbe, Rebbe doesn't hold that we make a gzera of Atu, which the Tais is coming to explain. Why don't we also ask a contradiction of Remeir? The Gemara asked a contradiction of Yehuda, whereby Chada she holds that there's no concern. By Chametz she holds that there is a concern. Says Taisis, and why didn't the Gemara want to ask a contradiction of Remeir? What's the contradiction? Because as the daf start off, Remeir says it's problematic by Chadash. You now go ahead and grind and do all these things for the new grain because you might come to eat it. Yet v'gav b'char le'gazer, but regarding the laws of the firstborn, he's not crazy. Where do we find that the perek of psulim gedashim b'char is avlam gimel based tanya lit nebraisa b'char shechazedam if a firstborn animal has that its blood is congested mekizin le'bamakim sheinus le'mum the remeir may says you're allowed to make a bloodletting in a place where it's not making blemish. That's the opinion of remeir. Rebbe Huda says no. Basically, remeir is not crazy. Do it b'makim sheinus le'mum to b'makim sheinus le'mum, and so then what's the difference there? They're both regarding kadshim, the person's bottle. So that's a taste mishum deikal l'shem, because you could answer the reason the Gemara did not ask, because you could have answered shani b'char, the first one's different. Deikal b'seder, where that's a loss of the whole animal going down, and contrast to the halach of chadash, where you don't have this type of loss, and therefore you'll have other ba'al mamonah, therefore he permits it, and therefore it's not a contradiction regarding his statement regarding chadash.